After 2014's algae bloom in western Lake Erie, which mucked up Toledo's water, Great Lakes states and the province of Ontario pledged action. They said they'd act to reduce nutrients like phosphorus that mainly come from agriculture that feeds algae. The call to action brought researchers, environmentalists, and legislators together with one goal, and we're starting to see movement on the issue. Great Lakes Today's Elizabeth Miller is here to update us on how it's going. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey, Tony.
So, what's been the action so far?
Well, after we got everyone to agree, all these different parties, they agreed on a 40% plan to reduce phosphorus in the Western Lake Erie Basin, which is over by Toledo, by 40% by 2025. Mm-hmm. So we've got this plan. And so now to get to that plan, the U.S. and Canada have to come up with a plan. And so they're called the Domestic Action Plans. And so with the U.S., every state around Lake Erie has to submit a plan. Ohio submitted its plan, its draft plan last month, and it's actually out for a public comment period, which is up next week. There were a couple of public hearings last week on Ohio's plan, and I went to one of them in Painesville. It seems that people want more accountability for the agricultural community. The Ohio plan even notes that non-point source pollution, which is primarily due to runoff from farm fields, mm-hmm. accounts for 87% of the phosphorus load in the Maumee River watershed, the biggest watershed in the Western Basin. I talked to Gail Hess about Ohio's plan. She's with the National Wildlife Federation and says there's a lot of proposed actions, but nothing estimating how much these actions will actually lead to a 40% reduction.
Looking at that list of actions, it reads like a grocery list, but there's no recipe for how it all comes together in meeting that reduction target.
The International Joint Commission, which is the authority over Canada and the U.S. and these shared waters, has actually called for increased regulations, but states, including Ohio, continue to rely on more voluntary programs.
And you kind of went to ground zero on the issue. You toured a farm, and you also went out on the lake. What did you see?
Yeah, I woke up bright and early Friday morning for the National Wildlife Federation's Save Our Lake Erie tour. We started the day at Maumee Bay State Park near Toledo, Ohio. Probably about 30 reporters, researchers, and environmentalists. The goal of the tour was to get a closer look at the algae bloom problem and some of the people tackling it. After introductions and a talk on the U.S. Domestic Action Plan, the group split up to tour the lake with a few different charter boat captains. Six of us, reporters, a couple of college students, and a scientist, climbed into Don McGee's boat, the King and I.
Let me back out of here and we'll go slow and I'll talk a little bit to you guys out there. How's that?
Great, thank you.
McGee has been fishing Lake Erie over 30 years. He says it isn't going to get healthy overnight, but more needs to be done.
We can study the lake and study the lake and study the lake, but all the studies do is study. We know a lot of the things that are happening or what's happening, why it's happening. Then we need to figure out how to get that accomplished quicker.
He's one of a group of charter captains that take weekly water samples for researchers. He says talking so much about the algae bloom hurts his business, but he'll do whatever it takes to fix it. Jerry Whipple feels the same way. He's 71 and a farmer in nearby Ottawa County. He's unlike other farmers. As soon as he took over his father's property in 1978, he started implementing best management practices to reduce nutrient runoff.
I enjoy trying different things. My wife calls this the experimental farm. My concern is that we find a way to control runoff.
We ended the day at a wetlands project. Using Great Lakes restoration funds, the wetland is able to filter water from the land before it gets to the lake.
So when we talk about algae and action from the governments, what are we looking for next?
We're actually looking to see what these plans include. Gail Hess actually hopes that the U.S. plan will include more stringent targets and analysis for how Ohio and all these other Lake Erie states are going to get to that 40% reduction plan.
Elizabeth Miller from Great Lakes Today, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony.
That was Elizabeth Miller telling us what's being done to combat algae blooms in Lake Erie.